Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
If I can change.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
And you can change.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Everybody can change.
Let's go. Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, 7:06 here on this Monday, April 29th. Glad you're listening. We appreciate you. Boy, heart goes out to all the folks in Oklahoma, in that area, in Nebraska. I think four deaths in Oklahoma. We know what this was like, Roger, a year ago. Almost, I think it was through the week, right?
Or that was the end of March.
Yeah,
for us.
I think there was another one, too, that I saw Channel 7 was promoting.
Maybe.
It was even more than a year ago that this isn't the time of the year.
For Arkansas?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The other thing, major fumble on my part, I was listening to the sponsors and didn't say the name sponsor of said BuzzBQ. It's Double Beats BuzzBQ. Roger, they have been the sponsor of BuzzBQ, I think now, and Jeremy, you can probably remember, 14 years, I think, altogether.
Yeah.
14 years for them, and we appreciate them, and hard to believe it, because they always have that little setup right there in the front where you walk in.
Oh, yeah.
And they're cooking.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
always cooking. They're always cooking
they're
there.
Great,
so we
man.
Appreciate Double B's being the true presenting sponsor and all the other ones that I mentioned, too, and a lot of live music as well. We'll visit with Pat Bradley here in just a second. Our man Jeremy Flynn hanging out with us, JNF Media and Marketing, who's been with the PBR now for how many years?
A little over two.
Yeah, so in Simmons Bank Arena before that, and the Buzz and different things. But interesting announcement coming up here shortly that we want you to hear that he's going to share with us a little after Pat. But, Raj, let's check in with our man. Let's go East Coast and check in with PB.
It's time to talk with the shooter, Pat Bradley. Brought to you by Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union with the real Matt Jones for your next mortgage loan. And Hennard Foothills Equipment in Searcy, your local hometown Kubota dealer, no matter where you live. Now, from the land of the Bruins, Celtics, Patriots, and Red Sox, here is Pat Bradley.
Good morning, PB.
Good morning, boys. What are we doing?
We're just taking care of business today. Is Daniel Day-Lewis, or otherwise known as DDL, his birthday today. Which of these movies, Pat, do you think is the best for him? There Will Be Blood, Gangs of New York, Last of the Mohicans, or Lincoln?
So, I would have to say Gangs of New York or There Will Be Blood.
It's amazing in both of
those.
He's
an incredible actor. Incredible actor, that guy.
He reminds me of Roger a little bit. He's got the chops like Roger does.
Yeah. Once again.
I was... So Roger has not seen There Will Be Blood yet.
No, and that, from what... Here's the deal. From your assessment
I don't think you're going
to
like it.
Then here's the deal. Yeah. Then I want you to ruin it for me and tell me what happened.
It's an uncomfortable movie. Jeremy, have you seen it?
I haven't, no.
Justin was and Josh were talking about it yesterday, and I thought I'd seen it, but I'd seen
Gangs
of New York.
They said it was dark and disturbing.
It is.
Do I want dark and disturbing?
The ending, it goes off the rails, and I was like, oh, man, this just leaves me in a bad place.
Gangs of New York is dark and disturbing.
And Gangs of New York is that way, Roger, but the story, to me, is a little bit more compelling. Josh, you disagree. You like, well, he's not here yet. He likes There Will Be Blood, but I'm telling you, him and Lincoln though, Pat, when he does
Pretty
Lincoln,
worth it.
He set the bar with Lincoln. Nobody else is ever going to touch
now. Insane.
Razorbacks continue to take care of business in baseball and softball with two series wins over LSU for the ladies, and then Florida Gators up in Fayetteville. Did you see Coach Cal's perfect strike from the mound?
I did see that.
Excellent.
I'm warming up quite a bit, too. He had he's just cool, calm, cool, collected, sort of a good... He had a good kick off of the mound, I noticed.
Yes.
Off of that right foot.
From the mound.
Up nice and high.
From the mound, too. It wasn't like he was, you know... doing it from halfway
no,
through.
He, yeah, no, he was right there. He was close to the rubber. He wasn't on the rubber, but he was on the mound.
Yeah, he's a confident dude. I like that. And he seems to be, everybody said he's super personable. And I think we've got now four commitments now, Pat. And I was thinking they look like they're all NBA players. Just that they're all going to play in the NBA. Is that true?
This was a big weekend, though. Wasn't there at least six guys that he had on campus?
I don't know if it was six, but you're right. I know it was a bunch. It may be right, but I don't. I can't recall the exact number, but you were correct.
Yeah, and I'd imagine, I'd imagine this week is when he'll probably get a few more commitments. Just and that's the thing. It's like you can commit, but until you, actually go through the process of enrolling and getting in the school, I think that's the most important thing. But because we've seen throughout this process, the transfer portal over the last couple of weeks, guys have entered it and committed to one school, like actually said, committed, and then have flipped when they went to another school. So
yes.
It's one of those where until it's actually signed on the dotted line, we won't know for sure. But, there's a few. I think, what he wants to identify is wants to bring another big guy, big, strong guy, Big Z, obviously, who is officially signed.
Yep.
He has the ability. He's a great rim protector, obviously, blocks shots, plays around the perimeter. However, as we know, you're going to need a couple of guys with that kind of size.
Yep.
And he's going to fill up that roster there, and then he's going to want to look for, I would imagine, a seasoned guard, somebody who handles basketball. So those things are, he knows what he's putting together. It's just going to take a little bit of time to get those guys signed on the dotted line.
Speaking of baseball this weekend, let's ask Pat if he's ever heard of this term. Did you see Peyton Holt and the little trick he played out in center field by acting like he caught the ball and he threw out the Florida runner? Did you see that?
I did. It was almost like he put the glove down on
yes.
Double clutched.
Yes.
He pumped. Freeze the runner, right?
He did. Well, the runner had taken off and realized, oh my gosh, he hadn't caught it yet, so he had to run back to tag again. That little delay got him, and he could have thrown it home, but he throws it to third. And of course, he's been playing third. This is sort of new for him. He hasn't been playing much center field, and they had actually practiced that. I don't know, Roger, I don't know if you saw that.
It's just a smart move.
But here's the crazy thing. They kept saying, hey, you got deked. I'm like, what? He said, yeah, I got deep.
You might liken that to that the one that we've seen done more than anybody, maybe the only one, was the fake ground that Marino did years ago.
Yeah.
Boom was fake and he threw it.
Or like the North Texas fake punt. The fair cut.
What are the Mount Rushmore of deeks?
Yeah, have you ever heard the term deek before, Pat? I'd never heard of it until this weekend.
Yeah, deek, from when I was growing up, is an old hockey term.
Right.
So if you guys can imagine when a guy is on a fast break or and he fakes one way and goes the other, we would call that deacon.
Yes.
You got deeked.
I've never heard of it. Until this weekend, yeah. I thought, man, have I missed out? Jeremy, have you heard of it?
No, never have.
Okay, good. I don't feel so bad. I was thinking, Ralph, have you heard of it? You've heard of deke. Okay, maybe I'm the only. I did Google it, and it said that hockey was where it originally came from. I'm just glad. What was the other word that we didn't? Oh, I know what it was. For wings. I'd never heard of, what's the term?
Oh, flats.
Pat, have you heard of flats before?
Yeah, flats are the, you get the wing and the flat,
yeah.
Right?
I've never heard of the flat until this year.
We always used to call it the drum and the other one.
Yeah, I've never heard of that, Pat.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, so we try to learn. We try to learn new things if when all
that's
possible.
What we try to do.
Yes. Pat. Go ahead.
That always happens to me every year. There's a word that people start to throw out there that I'd never heard before.
Yes.
And everybody's like using it as if it's been around forever. So yes. That happens to me every year.
Pat is brought to you by Henry Foothills Equipment in Searcy and Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union in Benton.
Appreciate we were there you. Last week.
Yes, we had a good time. We enjoyed that. Are you following the NBA playoffs? I see where the Lakers are one game away from being eliminated. That could have lost last night. People are already calling for the coach's head. What's the scoop on that?
I think the LA. Well, you saw last night Phoenix lost, so Phoenix is
yes,
out.
Right.
We saw Pat Beverly, Bobby Portis. That's a rough series with
They're down 3-1. Yep.
He got ejected.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay, wow, okay. Jeez.
Bobby was a little so their two best players were out injured yesterday. And so Bobby starts and he got a little physical in the first quarter, let's say. Got in a little pushing match.
Yes.
Pushed one of the guys in the back of the head, one of the opponents.
Yes.
One of the opponents. So that he got ejected in the first quarter.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize there's a first quarter. You can't do that. Can't do that in the first quarter, especially when you're short.
First quarter.
Yeah, not a good move.
So, and our other buddy, Isaiah Joe, is with Philly.
They're looking.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, they're looking good.
Jalen Williams got him some minutes. He played really well.
Yeah, they're three.
So they're looking excellent.
Yep.
The Bucks, unfortunately, with Pat Bev and Bobby Portis, are not looking that great. Daniel Gaffer with the Mavs, they lost. They were down 30. They came back and almost beat the Clippers. So it's been pretty entertaining. I think overall, it's been a really entertaining NBA playoff so far.
It's interesting that we
to answer your question about the we got Austin Reeves obviously with the Lakers.
Yeah.
Denver Nuggets, they have the best player in the world.
I know.
So if anybody hasn't spent the time watching this guy play, play tonight.
Yep.
9 p.m. It's worth it. This dude is the best player in the world, Jokic.
The Lakers, Pat, are 11-1. I mean, sorry, the Nuggets are 11-1 in the last 12 games against the Lakers. I mean, they just beat their brakes off of them. They just and LeBron can't do anything. By the way, Anthony Black. I think, Josh, in that series tied up 2-2 with Orlando?
It is.
Yeah, so Anthony Black's another Razorback that's in the mix there, Pat, that want to make sure he's not getting a little bit of playing time.
Getting a lot of minutes, right.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll... I was looking at his numbers the other day. I don't know if he's seen some playoff action yet.
I think a little bit, not much.
He does.
Yeah. The other thing, Pat, wanted before we let you go, BuzzBecue, the Double B's annual BuzzBecue coming up. What do you recall? What are some of your favorite memories of BuzzBecue, if you remember?
Well, outside of Roger giving rides.
Yes, Roger giving the Gravely rides. Are you still doing that every year, Raj?
I do. I've tempered it a little bit.
Oh, that was a big thing.
You
get people sick. You do the loop-de-doos.
Listen, your mother gets on there, and she loves it as well. We get kids that listen. I've had kids on there that have now graduated college that want to come back and take another picture with me when they did it some 10, 15 years ago. I'm a crazy man when I get on the Gravely, Pat. Fortunately, no one has lost a limb that wasn't able to be reattached.
Yeah, I forgot that. That's a big. But did you ever take Mr. Johnson?
Hell no.
Or did you drive him around? Driving Miss Daisy.
I did.
You did that in Dallas too.
He left me a little something because of it. So. What?
It's a great time. The other time, I remember when John Neighbor stole my water.
Oh my gosh, that was very controversial.
Was that here?
Jeremy, what deal was that we had a private tent for the judges, and Pat had these water bottles where he put his name on them. It said Pat Bradley's water, and John Neighbor just took one.
Now this wasn't just plain a water.
Wow,
though.
This was a special
smart water.
And he couldn't find it, and we found out that John Neighbors did it, and so John called in and apologized for. I mean, that is pretty, without telling, hey, I'm taking one of your water bottles.
And his Pat, your name was on it.
Name's on it. Well, you know what, and because of that incident, I also think that I lost one of my original charger cord from my laptop here, and I actually am blaming Neighbors for that. Because I can't find, who else? I mean, it's in him, so I don't know. So we'll find out. He hadn't apologized for it yet. Huh? It's a pattern pistol. That's right. There's a pattern. Absolutely.
Yeah, we've had some great times. And
great food. Everybody shows up.
There have been teams, Pat, that have been there all 20 years. Not many. There's one or two that I think have been there all 20 years. And
Blake has been there.
Everybody knows everybody. And, you know, it's
Jamie Daly's going to be there again. And he was cooking for the Haynes Ace Hardware that we were at the Gravely Tour on Friday, Jeremy. And the dude, Samantha, had never had in. She's always heard about Jamie's butt. And she wanted to try some of Jamie's butt.
Watch your mouth.
I'm not. and he gave me some. And without anything, my mouth's water now, without anything on it, it has a fantastic flavor. Now, I don't know if Jamie's won any there at Busby Q, but if he hasn't won, then the other folks that have won must have even more outstanding Q that I just have not tasted. So I want to taste a little bit more.
Well, I know that Rick DeWeese has been there every year.
Absolutely.
Rick has been there. Listen,
what is the name of his team?
Is it Pit Crew? No. What is that?
Pit Crew is a good friend of mine, though.
Yeah. Listen.
No, I keep thinking it's a wrestler's name.
Most of these people on the teams have been there like at least 10 years.
I remember Rick.
Listen, that first one, Roger, was over in North Little Rock, right?
Yeah.
Sid Vicious.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's a wrestler, right?
That's awesome. Yeah, it is. But I'll never forget the one time Lindy got upset. Lindy got upset because Tommy skipped out on the first presentation. She was crying. Where's Tommy? He's on your left.
Speaking of patterns. Yeah, well, I remember when it was the Ordinary Average Guy Barbecue, and it was done at a place, now I can't even tell you what's in that location. Is that where David Dunn's place is, or over in that area?
Oh, that one.
I'm talking about the very first one. Permey's playing the piano.
They did. You guys did one out there, and then you did the next one by Frank's place.
Where
Dickie Stevens is now.
That's exactly right.
Jennings
Osborne peppermint sticks.
Yeah, we saw what happened with that one of those.
We sure did.
I wasn't there to watch.
You can swipe and see it now for $20.
But anyway, good times is coming up next weekend. Pat, are you coming in for that? Are we lucky enough to see a Pat Bradley Busby Q appearance or no? Do we know?
You know, I never really missed those, so it may be a chance. Now, there's going to be a concert. I remember the days used to be the big concert down there, the back side of it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You betcha.
Huge production.
And we've got some live music coming in, too. But
you'll see Chuck sing New York.
It's also Mother's Day weekend that weekend, too. Is that right? Isn't that right? It's always that Mother's Day weekend, I guess. Well, Pat, great stuff as always, my friend. Thank your sponsors before you get out of here.
All right, appreciate it. Yes, you guys were out at 100 Foothills Equipment, you told me, in Searcy, exit 42. Thanks to Mickey Hennard, his staff, the Carrick Field, Vanier Hay Equipment, Spartan Mowers, and also, you guys know, Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Steve Brown, the guys, they do a fantastic job in Matt Jones will help you with his mortgage loan.
He's going to help
you.
This
man is on time and on target.
He's going to be able to do it. That's right, Pat. You know, Mickey had a birthday yesterday. I think Mickey's birthday was yesterday. His wife was like several weeks back. That's right. So we appreciate them doing what they do. And we were at Alcoa. And if you're looking for that mortgage, remember, Matt Jones is your guy. Things are a little bit high right now. But as Steve Brown was saying, you need to get ready. And when you do, Matt Jones. You've heard of Matt Jones and the Miracle on Markham, Jeremy?
Oh, yeah.
This is Matt Jones and the Miracle on Mortgages.
Thanks, BB. Love you, man.
Say hello to your mother.
All right,
for
love
me.
You, boys.
See you, buddy.
Good talking to you, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Good to hear you.
All right, before we go to break here, I'm looking at the Morning Mayhem question of the day. Happy birthday to Daniel Day-Lewis. Which is the best DDL movie?
DDL.
Gangs of New York is in at 25%. There Will Be Blood, 11.5%. Last of the Mohicans, 33.3%. And Lincoln, 27%. It's amazing. Last of the Mohicans is leading the vote so far. Not by much.
I just want everybody to acknowledge the directors that he worked with in these movies by list. Gangs of New York, Scorsese. There Will Be Blood, Paul Thomas Anderson. Last of the Mohicans, Michael Mann. And then Lincoln, Steven Spielberg.
I don't know the second one you said. I don't know who that is.
Paul Thomas Anderson?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Boogie Nights?
I still don't know. That's who he did. Oh, very good, very good.
So when we come back, we'll visit with two people, Chris Kane and our good friend Jeremy Flynn. And Jeremy's got something interesting he's going to share with us that I think some of you might find very interesting. I think for the show, we're going to have a little fun with it. We'll find that out here in a minute. You can be a part of the show at 661-1037 by calling or sending a message to the D3 Auto text line.
661-1037, here at code 501.
725.
That I'm the star, so I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Cole Medina.
Coach Kevin Kelly joins The Zone each Wednesday, presented by the Woodrock Athletic Club. Month of May only, save 40% off joining fees at the Woodrock Athletic Club or Racquet Club.
This Texas Sports Center.
A busy Sunday in the NBA. Four games that saw some unbelievable individual play. It was the Knicks taking a 3-1 lead over the Sixers 97-92. Jalen Brunson, 47 points and 10 assists for the Knicks. It was the Clippers evening their series on the road against the Mavericks. 116-111. Paul George, 33-8-6. James Harden, 33-7-6 for the Clippers. The Pacers take a 3-1 lead over the Milwaukee Bucks. Yesterday it was Miles Turner who had 29 points and 9 rebounds. And then finally we had the first team eliminated from this year's playoffs. Minnesota sweeps Phoenix 122-116 in game number 4. Anthony Edwards with a 40-point, 9-rebound, and 6-assist performance to help close out the Suns. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center. Buzz Weather with KARK's Pat Walker.
Rain showers will be off and on here throughout central Arkansas today, and temperatures will stay pretty mild, too. We'll only see the mid-70s, around 74 for the high today in Little Rock. A few showers still possible this evening, then the clouds will begin to clear out. Temperatures may drop to around 60 degrees. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Riverfront Steakhouse Special, dinner for two for $60. 10-ounce filet, fried shrimp, two sides, and our famous salad bar, only $60. Good Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Tickets are on sale now for the 20th annual Double B's Buzzbecue, May 11th at the downtown Riverside RV Park. Sample great barbecue from incredible cooks from all over Arkansas. And while you're there, be sure to stop by the Buzzaritaville Pavilion for a cold drink and some great live music from Bree Ogden and Bad Habits Jack Bennett. Brought to you by Chris Crane Hyundai and MSA Customs. It's the 20th annual Double B's Buzzbecue, May 11th. Go to buzzbecue.com for tickets.
Roger Scott for the Carpet Barn. Give me less than a minute. Listen up. When the Carpet Barn has a sale, it really has a sale. The Carpet Barn in North Little Rock and in Conway are having their annual spring sale. Starting April 22nd and ending May 3rd. Quality carpet, quality flooring, quality hardwood, tile, and LVP. What's the constant here? Quality. I'm talking about first quality flooring, not seconds, remnants, and pieces. I'm talking about the flooring specialist at the Carpet Barn. Properly measuring your area to be covered. The Carpet Barn. Flooring specialist since 1968. Do not miss the annual spring sale. Locations in North Little Rock on Maumelle Boulevard and in Conway on Oak Street. Both stores open on Saturday by appointment only to do some one-on-one with you. No distractions whatsoever. Check them out online at thecarpetbarn.net. It's The Carpet Barn.
The Dark Horse usually means the underdog, but Ford's new Dark Horse Mustang is the undisputed king of American muscle cars. And Saracen Casino is the only place to win one, thanks to Trotter Ford. With 500 horses, get ready to set the road on fire with Ford's new Monster Mustang. Play at Saracen for your chance to win a very rare Mustang Dark Horse.
Saracen Casino Resort, Vegas, Arkansas style.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
Mountain bike racing this weekend at Mountain Evo State Park. The Big Mountain Enduro Series, with racers competing for one of the largest purses in mountain bike racing. It all starts Saturday morning on the Monument Trail System at Mountain Evo and ends Sunday. The Big Mountain Enduro Series, presented by Dardanelle Area Chamber of Commerce, McCormick Family Dentistry, Bunning Electric, Chambers Bank, George Pest Control, Friends of Nebo, and Potlatch Deltic. This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas River Valley Tri-Peaks Region funds.
This is Miss Arkansas Corey Keller, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Oh, God, you're that girl in the coffee shop that was eavesdropping on us. I knew you looked familiar.
Oh, no! Oh. No!
There's been a big misunderstanding here.
Yeah.
We did that whole thing for your benefit. We knew you were eavesdropping. That's why my friend said all that. It was on purpose. We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, of course not.
I mean, it's fine if that's who you are.
Absolutely.
I mean, I have many gay friends.
My father's gay.
Look, I know what I heard.
It was a joke.
All right, look, do you want to have sex right now? Do you want to have sex with me right now?
Good Lord.
My gosh, Roger, what's gotten into you? You got your toenails painted red?
Come on, let's go. I thought we were going to take a steam.
I am behind the times with Seinfeld.
I have watched and listened to more Seinfeld in the last month than I had in the last 25 years together.
You and I have got the text going back and forth.
Dude. It's Nutso Butso. Between me, you, and Neil Tate is all over. He's all about Joy Boy.
All right, before we get to Chris Kane, who's down in Florida, I got a little special breaking announcement for our friend Jeremy.
Stop. Blue. Sorry, Tony.
Yes.
Oh.
So, Josh, I think Josh will find this most interesting. So you've been with PBR, which is obviously professional bull riding for the last couple years, right?
Yep, absolutely.
But you now have a new opportunity that you're willing to share with us that we're real excited about for you.
I do, and I appreciate you having me up to talk about this a little bit. You think your listeners may be interested in this?
I think there'll be some. Some will not, may not know, but I think there'll be some. I know this guy over here to the left of me will know.
Hello. So I will be joining All Elite Wrestling, AEW, as the senior marketing director. Director of Live Events after PBR's World Finals is over May 19th. So we'll start with them May 20th.
Senior so this VP. For those that don't know, this is the wrestling group that's on
TBS and TNT.
And they've got 9,000 wrestlers, and they got some old school like Chris Jericho. They just retired Sting. They got the Big Show and others. Josh, remember we were looking through all the... Well, that was what I was sort of teasing I knew that Jeremy was going to be getting this position.
I have a question for Jeremy. How do you feel about your boss?
And that's the other part of this story that happened with the NFL draft. Is Mr. Khan, right?
Tony Khan.
Yeah, not from Star Trek Khan, but he and his family own the Jags.
They own the Jaguars. Chris Kane's excited about this.
We're getting ready to get Chris on here. And so he shows up on the NFL draft of the day with a neck brace on.
He was a pile driver the night before.
Yeah, so he's playing. This guy is an owner of an NFL team, but he's wearing his neck brace from his... Apparently he got in the ring the other day.
He did. He was on the receiving end of a pile driver, and he kept the injury going for the NFL draft. So you know it's great. It's great to keep that alive.
What this means is that you, just like you've been booking shows for PBR all over the country, you're going to be booking shows for AEW. All over the country.
Yeah, I'll be handling all the live event marketing. We do over 100 shows a year.
Wow.
We'll be all over the country from New York to L.A., and we're actually going overseas. We're going to go over to Wembley Stadium.
Oh, wow.
And in August, and we've
need to do a show there.
I know.
Well, come on, let's go.
Well, let me tell you what this is. I see one word with this, Roger. I see opportunity for our good friend who's been waiting for this break all of his life. Is a wrestling man. Now, I don't know, wrestling man, I don't know if you see this as an opportunity or not, but...
Listen, Jeremy's not going to tell you everything that he wants to. Listen, let me just tell you this. I've been working behind the scenes for years to get this to be done. Because I go back with Jeremy and his mom and his dad. I was the first one that brought him and Alicia together.
That's true.
Absolutely it was. I put them two together because I just thought, they're going to make a pretty baby. You just see people that make a pretty baby like that. I'm excited about this. I can't wait to be involved in it again, to do something. I don't care what it is. If it means changing spit buckets and washing jockstrap by hand, I want to be involved with it, J-Bird.
I will say this. We were at Boudreaux's the other day, and I had Josh. I said, Josh, pull up AEW's website. And it literally, there's like 100 wrestlers on there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nuts. The roster of that
huge
group.
Roster, and I think one thing that's unique about AEW, and Josh, you'll appreciate this, is there's a big connection with New Japan Pro Wrestling, mm-hmm. and AEW also purchased Ring of Honor, which is a big
Ring of Honor,
a big deal. Yeah, so there's a lot of unique talent that AEW has.
Well, you know who we just... I'm going to Roger this. You know who just lost his belt in their championship round, don't you? He's been around for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, you may recognize him or not. Who is it, Josh?
Samoa Joe!
Yeah. Samoa Joe out! And they've got a new...
Swerve Strickland, the first African-American.
What'd you say?
He's Swerve Strickland.
Look at the way those names just flow off his tongue. Like his name is Tim Smith.
First African-American AEW World Champion.
Okay.
Big deal.
And he knocked off the Bahama Joe? Samoa Joe. I was close. Yeah. Samoa Joe.
Mama.
When you see Samoa Joe, you recognize him.
Okay.
Let's check in with our buddy Chris, who's down in Florida, who obviously is your buddy, too. I can't believe he's not here today.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves at KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan, and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz, and he's an expert
on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Prater Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock. And get out on the water. Here's Chris Gaines.
Good morning, CK.
Good morning. I just want you guys to know I'm down in the future headquarters of where Jeremy is going to be traveling, Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
So I decided to come down ahead of time. I knew this was happening, and so I wanted to scout the area for him. I wanted to make sure all the restaurants knew Jeremy Flynn would be making his way to their establishment. I wanted to make sure the suite at the Jaguar Stadium is all set for him whenever he wants to go to a game and maybe take someone. I don't know. Maybe
take someone down the road. The crazy thing, Chris, let's go ahead and tie in another little angle. You're a big fan. Obviously, you being spent so much time in Florida and going to UCF, Central Florida. You're a big Jags fan. And the Cons own, I keep thinking Star Trek every time I say Con. they own the Jags. And Cam Little was just taken by the Jags this past weekend in the draft.
It was a need that we had, and when we took him, I was ecstatic because I've seen the kid play the last several years. So, yeah, I was pumped, and the Jaguars need a kicker. And it's now that age, you know this, guys, whenever it comes to drafting kickers, it means you really need one. Otherwise, you know, kickers have longevity in the NFL, and they can stick around much longer. So if you draft one, especially in the sixth round, and the youngest one ever, by the way,
means
– holy cow, we need someone we can rely on, and I think they got a great one in Cam.
Yeah, so that's I think it's a great tie-in with everybody, you know, with what Jeremy's doing, and then you, and then, of course, is that where Matt Jones went? I think he was drafted first round by them.
Parking space for him.
What were your big takeaways from the weekend, Chris? You always usually have a little weekend wrap-up. It had to be, obviously, Razorbacks winning both against Florida and LSU in softball and baseball, right?
Definitely, yeah, and I watched those games. We drove down. We're down here. My sister, other than, you know, scouting the area for Jeremy, obviously.
Yes.
we're down. My sister graduates. She's the youngest in the family. She's graduating from University of Florida this week with her master's degree in international business. So shout out to Mary Elizabeth Rabby, my little sister, our baby sister in the family, for graduating. And so we stop on the way. We visit family on the way down because we drive all 14 hours. We stop in Auburn, so we were able to stop. I got to watch both games on Saturday, watched the game on Friday before we left too. So man, it was a rough one at the end, obviously, of that doubleheader. And you know, once that kid that has all those home runs, was it Caglione?
Yes.
Once he got a hold of that, man, it really felt like it was like, okay, well, you know, the streak's going to end, which all things come to an end, whatever, that's fine. But another series win is big. And, I thought overall, good weekend. NFL draft wrapping up, you know, that was something I followed pretty closely. So it was a fun one.
I will say this, not a good indication of where the program is for the U of A talent-wise when your first player picked is in the sixth round, 212, and he's a kicker. And then you had Bo Lemmer, and that's it. And it's just, and I'm not trying to be negative. It just state the fact you got to have more guys, even if they don't make it in the league, you got to have four or five at least that – And we've got a couple that will try out as free agents, but we got to get that up. The teams I played for that were good teams always had NFL talent, and we've just missed the boat for some reason in our recruiting. That was supposed to be a strong point of Coach Pittman, so we'll see if that changes next year. I looked at Texas. You know, we always see Alabama and LSU, but, you know, Texas and other teams that have been, you know, remember Texas a couple years ago had no draft choices. And we're like, wow.
Yeah.
And now Sarkisian has got them back, and that's what needs to happen as well. Also big with this weekend, last weekend of racing at Oaklawn, Kentucky Derby this weekend. You got three Arkansas horses in there. Also, you got Mother's Day coming up. You got Buzzbecue coming up, Chris. Or will you be a part of that? Will you be in town for that, making an appearance?
I will be in town for Buzzbecue, and my neighbors who have won before, and I participated the one year I participated with them last year, we did not win. So I told them it was my fault, and I will step away this year so they have a chance to hold that trophy and join you guys on the show again. But yeah, I'll be out there supporting them and making sure that everything is going as they see fit. Hopefully they come back with the crown.
All right, four birthdays today. Timmy, who is the most iconic or the biggest? Daniel Day-Lewis, Willie Nelson, Dale Earnhardt, or Jerry Seinfeld? Which is the biggest in the eyes of Chris Kane of those four, if you had to rank them number one?
Most iconic?
Or the biggest star, most significant?
Seinfeld I'd put Seinfeld and Willie kind of 1A, 1B.
Okay.
Willie, I think Willie reaches across more generations and more people. Seinfeld has made the most money. Dale was iconic for a sport, and the story was great, and it was tragic, and then it was great again. And then Daniel Day-Lewis is just like that guy that everybody appreciates, but it's like, oh, of course, what an over actor, you know? I mean, just absolute supreme talent, you know, the best method actor we've seen. But I don't think he gets appreciated that much like the other guys do.
You know, I finally saw Roger. I've been wondering. I've seen this is it a meme? I guess whatever about milkshakes. And it was
I drink your milkshake.
Yeah, can I tell you? I watched the movie. Still don't know what he's talking about. Maybe I tuned out at that point. I was
hammered.
It was so. I was so depressed at that point watching the end of that movie. There will be blood. It was so depressing.
So you did watch it.
I did.
Did you think There Will Be Blood was going to have a happy ending?
I had no idea. But it was. I was miserable. I was like, oh my gosh. Let's just see how many ways we can make the end of this movie be miserable.
All right, here's the deal. Again, I haven't seen the movie, but I want you to ruin it for me. Tell me what happened.
What movie was I talking about the other day that I described? Oh,
Vision Quest.
Vision Quest. Have you seen that, CK?
No.
Oh, the Vision Quest. Much better than There Will Be Blood.
Happy ending.
A happy ending.
Do you think Vision Quest
is
better than
Yes. I was much happier that I watched Vision Quest.
He liked Vision Quest over There Will Be Blood, that's all right.
Gangs of New York I thought was brilliant. Great acting all across the board. The story was interesting.
How could you not? C. Thomas Howell. What's his name? Who's the C. Riley? Riley. Wasn't John he in C. that Riley? One? Yeah, John C. Riley's in that movie as well. I mean, the dramatic part that he played.
There Will Be Blood was interesting to me for about the first half, and then it just started just going off the deep end. Like, oh my god!
Last of the Mohicans was outstanding. Great cinematography. You haven't seen that one?
I have not seen that yet.
Oh,
yes.
It's a long one.
You want to tell you?
Roger,
great story. Not a lot of dialogue.
They say that Daniel Day-Lewis, Roger, because today Roger and I will be doing some things for Oaklawn in front of a camera, and when Roger gets into character, I can't even talk to him.
Well, because it's one of those things. To be a method that you have to become that person.
Daniel Day-Lewis does that.
He moved to a cabin in the woods for months.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he does. Yeah, you can't talk to him. He's always in character, and
Jim Carrey does it.
When I get on set with Roger, it's just like I don't even know him. He looks down at me.
I don't want you talking to me. I don't want anybody talking to me.
He said,
Blake
Bowling?
Roger
goes, hey, dude, you know I'm in the movies. Back off.
You're a big star.
He said, you're an extra. That's what he said.
That's exactly what I am. As if it's not for Baz, we don't do them.
Hey, Roger, who's the fat guy that you're with in your commercials that is sitting next to you? Oh, that's Baz. Wow, that's Baz. Boy, look, what's happened to him?
Let me tell you something. Nobody says that to my face.
do want to thank Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports in Little Rock and Hot Springs for sponsoring CK. The other thing, too, we need to mention, obviously thoughts go out to the folks west of us this weekend. Just tornadoes everywhere. Some of the most amazing video that I think we've ever seen. I was just telling Roger with our cameras today, and so many storm chasers.
Mile wide.
Yeah, just everything.
This seems incredible.
Yeah, it is. And Chris, I'm sure you maybe saw some of those. I don't know.
Oh, I did. And, you know, I'll tell you, there was one. I don't know how you guys feel about whenever you see stuff now, but I do feel like I'm creeping into the Basil and Roger category of, am I being fooled by the internet right now?
Yes.
Is this AI?
Yes.
Because there are times where I'm looking, like this past weekend, when I saw some of that tornado footage, and I went, wait a second, that looked real. Why did Todd share
it? I said the same thing.
Yeah, it looked fake.
Yeah.
That one video
I showed Alicia,
and I
said, this isn't real. And she said, yeah, it is.
Isn't that crazy?
If you haven't
Googled it, and you'll see it. It is really surprising.
Seen the video where the guy's in the train?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Holy man. Of course, you know, what do you do? I think if you're safe as anywhere being in the train, but it still beat the heck out of that train,
too. I'm sure it would pick up a car, too.
We have really good friends that live in Omaha, and that tornado missed our house by 3 miles.
It's
crazy.
Yeah, it's a mile wide.
The damage is significant. I told Roger, we're in the ballpark of a year ago, and then there was another one, Chris. I think they were on Channel 7 that was from another few years back. That was another one.
I did not know that.
Bologna.
What was it, Bologna?
Bologna.
Well, you know what?
Go
ahead. I'm sorry, Chris.
First one. One in like 2012.
That's
or
it. That's
like
it.
That.
Last thing before we let you go, I don't know if you saw Roger's Facebook page, but Roger did something he's never done before. Maybe he's getting fired up for both because of Coach Cal, maybe because the Naked Gardening Day is coming up.
That's part of it.
He went and got a pedicure and got his toenails painted red. Or you went Devo. Maybe that's what
I
we should say.
All the way red. I went all the way red. I don't know if Devo does it. And Tom Sandoval and Vanderpump Rule, I think they do different fingernails and stuff like that. But I do.
I didn't know who Tom Sandoval was.
I know you don't. You don't know Sandoval and Schwartzy.
Yeah.
If you watch those shows.
I know who they are.
I know you do. Because guess what? You write them off. It's part of my tax. You write off that TV show. You got to purchase it. But I got them done. You know what? It felt good. The lady that did them, they listened to our show. They don't listen to our show. They saw us on commercials and all that. And I just thought, and Samantha said, you need to do this so you could relax.
Would you
and
do your fingers?
I didn't do my fingers.
Would you do your fingers?
Would I paint them? I wouldn't paint them. I may paint one, just the one that I used to.
Don't judge Roger. Think about him. He's an artist. He's an artist, and he's been
Thank
inspired.
You.
He's been inspired.
Thank
somehow.
You. Listen, my toes right now.
Get waxed.
No one sees them. They're painted red.
Brazilian.
I'm going to get that done. Listen, we're going to do it together. I can get a discount if we do it at the same time. And nobody didn't hurt nobody.
Yeah. Have you seen the toes?
I saw pictures of them.
Have you seen them?
No.
Yeah,
they're on Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah,
it's real.
He's a shock. Listen, who's the comedian that's dead now that used to shock everybody that Jim Carrey played?
Andy Kaufman.
You're the Andy Kaufman of our time in Arkansas. You're pushing the envelope.
Well, listen,
you're getting people to react to you.
I wonder how many guys that go that are members of a hunt club have done that.
That would be.
You don't
none.
Think anybody? Can't see everybody.
None.
One guy right now. There's a couple of guys going. Roger did it. We're coming out as well.
Well, Chris Kane, how about we? How about we all plan this trip to London for AEW?
Yeah,
when is the London trip?
It's in August.
It's
plenty
in
of time.
Oh, right during football season. Great. Right at the beginning of football season.
It's the week before.
Yes, I want to see
you get back in plenty of time.
Before long, even though you're handling the booking and all that, you'll be in the ring at some point, Jeremy.
You know, I who knows?
Listen,
I'm too old to do that.
Chair shot.
I'm too old. I'm too old.
I didn't know the Big Show was
Paul White, brother.
Oh yeah, the Big Show.
Oh, Roger, you know who else is with him? Dusty's son, the Dustin. Other Dusty son.
Yeah, Dustin Rhodes.
The gold, what is it, Gold Dust?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
Those were the days, brother. Those were the days. Listen, I just want to be a part of it, what I can do to help you, because my insight, you got to look at me like I'm, like on The Godfather. You see, Michael didn't need time anymore because he had his father. Who else is a better wartime consigli arrow than his father? Who else is better to help you that you know in wrestling than me, Jeremy?
We need to talk.
All right, CK. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Thanks to Trader Bills. I went by the other day. Beautiful pontoon boats, I-30 in Little Rock and in Hot Springs. Go check them out today, and huge thanks to Trader Bills.
Thanks,
buddy. Bob.
Safe travels. All right, if you want to be a part of the show,
621-1037.
What's that?
We didn't get the story.
About what?
About the guy that passed it. We'll have to do that next week then.
Yeah, there's a great story about a guy named Laddie Diebold who my senior year snuck onto the field in a uniform due to
He had to have help from some pretty
big teammates. We're going to have one of those teammates on. He passed
Did you
away.
Know that was happening?
Did not know.
You did not know
did
until
not know.
You saw that
that
story?
That was my last game as a senior at home.
And yeah. It was SMU? Just, is that what it was?
It just came out. The story came out like a few years ago.
And, it is Rudy-esque.
It's remarkable that his dream was to run out on the field as a Razorback in a uniform, and he got to do that with the help of some of my teammates.
You know,
he passed
you know
away
who wants to do that now, don't you?
What's that?
Natty guy.
Natty guy, John Neighbors. To the family of Laddie Debo, we're really sorry to hear.
Great story.
Unexpected.
Great story.
We'll talk more of that. All right, we'll come back and wrap things up with Jeremy. 7:48 here on Morning Mayhem. Hey, it's David Basil for Simmons Bank. You've heard me say over and over again how much I love being a Simmons Bank customer and learning about their amazing success story, starting with one little Pine Bluff bank in 1903 and now celebrating their 120th banking birthday. They have become one of the fastest growing banks in America. 120 years in banking, that's a ton of experience. The reason Simmons Bank has been around for 12 decades is because they have a track record of helping people turn their goals into plans. And that's worth repeating. Simmons Bank knows how to help their customers turn their goals into plans. And they're ready to talk to you now, but first, they'll listen. Simmons Bank will guide you at every step. No matter what's next in your life, Simmons Bank wants to make financing the easiest decision you make. A personal loan from Simmons Bank could be the solution you need for large purchases like home improvement projects, wedding expenses, vacations, emergency expenses, or an automobile, boat, or RV purchase. Don't wait any longer. Let Simmons Bank help change your financial life.
Need a vacation? Give blood with the Our Blood Institute on Saturday, May 4th at any donor center at Toad Suck Days, and you could win a 7-night cruise from the Port of Galveston courtesy of Dream Vacations. One lucky donor will win, but every donor will receive a free t-shirt and one admission to Magic Springs Theme and Water Park. Donate blood on Saturday, May 4th. Reserve your appointment now at obi.org. That's obi.org.
Calling all coaches. Summerwood Sports in Bryant. It's your go-to destination for basketball and volleyball tournaments, practices, and more. Conveniently located off Interstate 30, it's the premier sports complex in Central Arkansas. With up to 4 courts and 2 gyms, Summerwood Sports is perfect for training sessions, team practices, and even epic birthday parties. Check availability and learn more at summerwoodsports.com. Elevate your game at Summerwood Sports.
Brothers Roofing and Restoration, a licensed and insured local roofing contractor in Arkansas. Since his playing days for the Hogs, Brother Alexander has been on rooftops, many years as an adjuster, and in the past decade as a roofing contractor. He knows how to help you through the insurance process while replacing your roof, using only the industry's best materials. And being a lifelong Arkansan, he'll be here to stand behind his workmanship and warranty. Call 479-353-3877 to arrange a time for Brother and his team to inspect your roof.
Hi, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge store here in Sherwood. Folks, if you're shopping for a new car or truck, I hope you'll come see us and give us a chance to earn your business. We have huge discounts, 0% financing available, and we'll give you $1,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Folks, I guarantee you a hassle-free buying experience. And if you've had credit problems in the past, listen to this. We have an easy pre-approval process. Just go to FletcherCredit.com to get started. You can be pre-approved in minutes. It's really not hard. FletcherCredit.com. Folks, we're also still buying cars every day. If you got an old car or truck you want to turn into cash, bring it to Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood and ask for Chris or Andy. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Shop in person or shop online at FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville have great rebates going on now for your pool with Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Unsure if your chemicals are correct? Bring in a sample and Luxury Pool and Spa will fix you up. Check them out online at LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
The Bumper to Bumper Certified Service Center's Indoor Car Show, Saturday, May 4th at the Conway Expo Hall. Best of show wins a $1,000 Visa gift card. Free register at btbautoparts.com. Presented by Ducks Garage and Midstate Transmission.
Thompson Electric presents Jackson Wells each week in the zone with Justin and DJ. Thompson Electric since 1983 providing innovative electrical solutions for your business. To learn more, check them on the web at thompsonelectric.com or you can search Thompson Electric on Facebook and Instagram for more information.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
If you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, there it is. That's a straw, you see. Watch it. My straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Don't bully me, Daniel.
Yeah, I was tapping out by then. I was like, get to the end of this thing. Just like Roger, you have a video with bowling. Day Lewis had a scene with bowling balls.
Oh my word, I did not know that.
And here's the deal. What you get to, just don't watch the last 30 minutes of There Will Be Blood, and it will be better. You'll like it better. Yes.
Just change it. Well, maybe somebody could use it as a wedding. Now, but you said you got video. You did our videos for our songs.
Yeah.
The Razorback songs. And some with RJ and all that. We did one with RJ on a stick course, and that's when Acri called June and said, you got to stop.
Josh needs to see all these videos.
Yes.
They are classic.
I'm not going to watch those if you won't watch them.
And they're all on YouTube.
I did.
They still live on the Buzz channel.
On YouTube. Yeah.
Oh, very good. Very
okay,
good.
All the ones we did.
Coming up tonight, at 9 o'clock, we've got Razorback Graffiti brought to you by Fence Brokers. We're giving away tickets?
Heart Cheap Trick at Simmons Bank Arena. Yeah,
if you give the best take. Here, I want to give away something right now. What do we have to give away right
now?
Okay. All right, Roger, don't blurt.
I shan't.
Jeremy, don't blurt. Something happened yesterday of significance related to around the NFL draft and the Arkansas Razorbacks that happened yesterday back in 1999. Be the first caller.
They didn't do the draft wasn't yesterday. They didn't do anything in the draft.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was a few days after the draft in 1999. Oh, first God. One to call wants to win these tickets, 661-1037.
So back on April 28th, 1999.
That is correct.
Significant
April that's correct. 28th.
Yeah, and it's around the draft. It was around the draft time, and it has to do with the radio. It should be an easy
Got
one.
It.
Which is hard to believe. 661-1037.
Unbelievable.
This gets you heart tickets. And, of course, you know, you used to do the Simmons Bank Arena deal. And
yeah.
Was it always Simmons Bank Arena or Verizon?
You went back for a second time.
I was there and then I went back.
Yeah, that's right.
You've
grown up.
Yes.
Michael Marion.
Yeah.
And
yeah, well, that's Jana. What helped you do the things that you do now.
Absolutely.
You.
I wouldn't be doing anything like this now if it wasn't for Michael and Jana.
You know what's crazy, Roger, looking at that date of this question, this trivia question, yeah, 25 years ago.
April 20th.
25 years ago. I'll just say Razorback great. That's all you need to know. First one to call 661-1037. If you want, maybe nobody wants tickets to Hart.
You said Razorback great over the weekend.
What's that?
Ronnie Calcagni.
Ronnie Calcagni.
Oh, he's a Razorback great.
Yes, the great Ronnie Calcagni.
We
were at Riverfront Steakhouse, and everybody was in there. You know what everybody was going to see? Pretty Woman.
Oh yeah!
Everybody was going to see Pretty Woman. I saw Scott Inman. And I go, where you go, Scott? Pretty Woman. Yeah. I saw Rex Horn, former pastor at Emmanuel Baptist Church. Where you going with your wife? Pretty Woman.
Wow!
Everybody was going to Pretty Woman. So I guess it was a popular deal.
I guess it was.
Let's squeeze in
Brian
a call.
On line one.
Okay. What's the name?
Brian, hold up.
No. Don't be shy. Hang in there.
I don't know now.
Don't be shy.
Who's this? Caller, what's your name?
Gary.
Gary. What's the answer?
Unfortunately, that was when Brandon Ballsworth left us.
He did. On this day, yesterday.
Wow.
Rather, 11 days after the draft.
Wow.
11 days after they picked him in the third round at age 22, he dies.
25 years ago?
How about that, Roger?
Are
25.
You
it's been that long. And, of course, they're still doing the Burlsworth Foundation stuff.
25 years ago.
I know. I wonder what kind of career he would have had. Obviously, God had other plans.
He'd be in the Hall of Fame right now.
Could have been.
I'm saying he is.
Could have been.
You know, God did have other plans. And what did he do? Maybe the lives of Brandon changed through his brother with the question.
Yeah, there's no question, Roger. The other, I mentioned Laddie Diebold, that young man, who some people know.
Yeah.
One of the main guy who did it is a guy, you've told me to tell the story about Brother Alexander.
Absolute song.
Brother was the guy.
Can I believe it?
And guess who's advertising on the buzz now?
Brother Alexander.
Brother's Roofing. And it's him. And it's a great story. Maybe we'll get into it with Bill Vickery shortly.
And maybe Jeremy, with Brother as well. We can get a hold of him.
He's going to come on tomorrow.
Cool.
Jeremy, congratulations.
Thank you. Jeremy
is going to be leading the marketing. The scheduling for AEW nationally, worldwide.
All Elite Wrestling, man.
Fantastic.
If your voice starts dropping and you start wearing belts, the big belts, I'm going to...
You can start bulking up. You're going to get on the PEDs.
I just need to lose weight. What I need to do.
Jeremy?
It gets harder.
I want us to do a little bit more. I told Jeremy, in the back of my mind, Roger, I've been thinking about doing a little bit more wrestling talk.
Stop sitting on your butt and do something, Basil. Every time I see you, you're at a bar with your damn drinks and your computer.
Very excited for you, Jeremy. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Excited for you, Jeremy. Alicia, and thank you guys for always picking me up and letting me watch your kids when you're out of town.
All right, the great Bill Vickery is up next.
I think that word's being thrown around way too much.
Hey, it's David Basil for Edwards Food Giant. On Morning Mayhem, we love talking about family-owned businesses here in Arkansas, and that includes Edwards Food Giant, the meat people. For the past 60 years, the Edwards family has been taking care of Arkansans with grocery stores across the state, and even after six decades, they are continuing to grow. But if you ask my mother, Mama Bass, it's not the number of stores in the Edwards Food Giant chain or their amazing meat.